Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Top 5 Niches of the Week, episode 118. If you're a print-on-demand seller, I've got five big trending print-on-demand niches for you to be selling in right now to hopefully make some sales as soon as possible. So it's also a good time to kind of expand the scope of what you are uploading, what you're preparing for. We are going to be in Q4 before we know it. I know time has just been flying lately. We're flying right through 2022, but I love just preparing for the fourth quarter. So now is a good time if you're restricted in how many uploads you have, depending on what marketplace you're selling on. You may want to just chase the trends. If you have a lot of upload slots, like maybe a higher tier in Amazon merch, now's a great time to also just prepare for the fourth quarter. It could be fourth quarter trends. It could be evergreens. It could be gift giving themed products, because you know everybody's giving gifts in the fourth quarter. But now's a good time to be thinking about that. All right, let's get to these niches. Real quick, let me announce the giveaway winners from the past week. I already emailed you, so if you won, just check your email that you entered the giveaway with, and congratulations, all your prizes will be included. And we're kicking off a new print-on-demand giveaway, so make sure you guys enter. It takes like 10 seconds. Use the link in the description. It's completely free. Also in the description, I've got a link to my 8-day print-on-demand mini course delivered via email, one lesson a day, completely free. And I've got a great print-on-demand Facebook group that I would love to have you in if you're not already a member. All right, so here is my sales update on Amazon merch for the last 8 days. I did 426 total sales. US market led the way with 1,500 in royalties and around, 60, 70 sales internationally. So doing pretty well here. It's been a good year so far. All right, and just a quick reminder, I do post my daily sales updates to my Instagram story. So if you guys wanna follow me on Instagram, help me get to 10K followers, that would be much appreciated. The link is in the description. All right, let's get to these top five niches. Niche number one is going to look familiar, so we won't spend too long on it. But it's the donkeypox disease destroying America niche. This niche has kind of just been around, hanging out, selling really well still, obviously, for some time now. So it's probably best to maybe pivot, like maybe stay in the same niche idea, but maybe cross niche it with something else or pivot to something that's similar. Like, obviously I would say this is more or less a like anti-democratic niche, Democratic Party niche. So maybe find another clever way to like sell to the people that would buy the donkeypox shirt. Since yes, I mean, it's been about a month now. It's been a little bit over a month even. So you may want to kind of move on to a different one, but in the same, like sell to the same audience. That being said, the review counts on these shirts are really low relative to the BSRs. I mean, obviously, they're soaking up quite a bit of sales as indicated by the BSRs. And also, just look at how Pretty Merch Pro Plus, they give us the little green or the red arrows here that I'm kind of pointing to with the green screen point. And you can see that, like, the recent trend change, as indicated by these green versus red numbers, of the top 12 here, it looks like 9 of the 12 are seeing improvements in their BSR, which to me indicates that this niche as a whole is seeing like increased interest, increased sales. So we can't just look past it just because it was on top 5 niches of the week last week and the week before. When you're seeing like the trend change and they're improving as a whole, it's something that needs to be on our radar as t-shirt sellers. And then also, if you're wondering like why this is doing so well, I heard somebody say somewhere that maybe Biden has like the lowest approval rating going into midterms of all time. Now, I'm not that big into politics. I don't really know if it's true. I mean, I Googled it, but obviously I know better than to trust everything I see in Google search results. Hopefully everybody does at this point. But here we go. It looks like he has a 38.6%, and relative to the other four presidents charted here, that is the lowest going into midterms. So again, I don't actually care. I'm just letting you know from a t-shirt sales perspective, you're probably going to sell more shirts with the anti-Biden stuff than the pro-Biden stuff. But I mean, could be wrong there as well. But as indicated here, if you trust those numbers, it kind of makes sense. All right, let's go to niche number two. Niche number two, somehow, some way, the Pluto niche and the Pluto shirts, they keep popping back up. Right now, as of recording this, the Pluto Never Forget shirt, and I say the, as in like the number one bestseller, with 3,400 reviews, is back in that number one spot. So whoever made that shirt years ago is caking. They are making bank. They're also selling it for $19.99, so they're making $5 per sale. They are able to probably retire early off of just what the proceeds from that one shirt. And you know what? Props to them. If it's you that sold that shirt, by the way, and you want to shoot me an email or something and just take credit for it, I love, you know, hearing your stories. If you wanted to jump on the channel for an interview, that would also be great. Anyways, you can see here the Pluto niche as a whole doing okay. You know, it jumps from 8,800 BSR to like 94,000 to 160,000 to 160,000 to 185 to 400,000. And then the bottom row here is like 500K and below. So it's not exactly a top trend, but it's one of these trends that is an evergreen that is consistently making sales. These are the types of niches that I like to be in personally. The fact that there's one shirt that keeps popping up and kind of putting it out there on every t-shirt seller's radar, because we see the, you know, best sellers. And then what do we see in the number one spot? It's like every other month that shirt will spend at least a week at the organic rank one spot. And then a bunch of t-shirt sellers probably jump into the Pluto niche, but maybe jump in, make it a solar system niche, make it an outer space niche. Have some fun with it. You know, I'm sure there's funny ways to approach it. For instance, this one behind me, I like this one. It says, "We don't talk about Pluto." You know what I mean? It's got a picture of the planet. I don't care what they say. Pluto is still a planet. Like, there's a lot of funny ways to approach this one instead of just the Pluto, never forget, 1930 through 2006. Also, I think I wanted to mention too, before I forget, again, Pretty Merch Pro Plus is showing us the recent BSR changes. And of the top 12, 10 of the top 12 have green BSR changes, meaning this could be a trend that is on the rise. It's hard to say definitively, right? It's much easier to say that in retrospect, but when you're trying to be early in projecting that something is trending, well, you kind of, you know, we only have so many tools at our disposal, but I would recommend like look at Pretty Merch Pro Plus, look at the, and by the way, I think Pretty Merch Pro Plus is still on sale for their recent, like, I don't know if it's like a relaunch or what exactly, but they had like a, I think like a 40 something percent off. It might have even been as high as, no, that was Vexels. Vexels was 40% off. Pretty Merch Pro Plus was like 57% off, I think. I'll put a link in the description. Check that out. I do really like them as a research tool. But as you can see here, that's what I wanted to point out, that the recent BSR changes, 10 of the top 12 are seeing improvements. And that is what I like to see when I'm going to enter a trending niche. All right, niche number three. And this is class of 2035. All right, last year we were talking class of 2034. The year before that, we were talking class of 2033. This year, anybody who's paying attention, anybody who has a calendar where you see the top t-shirt niches and you know next year it's going to be, you know, 2036. People who got out ahead of it, they're doing quite well. Of course, the BSR, you know, trending text is actually red almost across the board here. The one behind me, if I duck my head, is green. That being said, look at the BSRs themselves, all right? We may see that this trend could be fading. I mean, it's not like these are significant BSR changes. They're all still looking pretty attractive in terms of 20,000, 24,000 BSR, 31,000 BSR, 42,000 BSR, 43,000 BSR. Like, these shirts are making multiple sales a day. This is what, you know, this is what we're after here. That being said too, if you have the upload slots to spare, it never hurts to be early. You could consider doing a class of 2036 shirt, because check out the highest BSR of all the class of 2035s behind me. 40 reviews. When you see 40 reviews, which is about four times as many as the rest of them, it's like, okay, that person was probably ready for this trend and probably got out there, got established early. And dare I say, they maybe even set up a couple ads. And it takes like 2 seconds to set up maybe throw in an auto campaign if you want to, but you don't even need to do that. Like, with a shirt like this, this is easy. This is straightforward. What keywords do you want to advertise on for the class of 2035 niche? Yeah, the primary keywords are class of 2035. Whoever said that, good job. not that there aren't other valuable keywords, but like the primary ones that are going to drive you the most sales, which means you would want to spend the most in terms of ad spend to rank on, are class of 2035. And if you charge $19.99 for the shirt, that means you can spend up to $5.23 per sale to break even. You know what I mean? And every time you break even, Ryan, what's the point of breaking even? Well, because those conversions help you improve your organic rank on these high value keywords. So that is the whole point. All right. And by the way, one of the best sellers here, class of 2035, we noticed that like all of these ones here behind me on the screenshot I took are all black shirts. This one is trending up in the right direction with a big BSR change. We showed the other ones were having their BSRs go the opposite direction. This one has an improvement of 51,000 in their recent BSR change, up to a current BSR of 150,000, and they have a white t-shirt. So while everybody else is doing black, this person pivoted, you know, they zigged while everybody else is zagging, they're being contrarian, and they did a white t-shirt, black foreground. So it never hurts to be a little bit outside the box. All right, niche number four, and this is, you know, we got football season starting, you know, preseasons here, fantasy football, high school football, and linemen. Okay, now this is not the first year where we've been talking about specifically this position group, the offensive, even defensive linemen, but I think this is more offensive linemen here. Hey, offensive linemen need t-shirts too. You're probably going to sell a lot of like 2XL, 3XL shirts to the offensive linemen because, you know, they tend to be big boys. But this niche, for whatever reason, there's sub-niche, let's say, sub-niche of the football niche tends to do pretty well. I mean, I also sell shirts. I mean, I love football, guys. You know, I love football. I love fantasy football specifically. But I love NFL football. I guess that's where it stems from just as much, right? You can sell shirts to every position group. What's cool about the offensive lineman group, though, is that, you know, you might end up getting like five sales at a time because you may get one for, you know, all the tackles, the guards, the center. They may all get like a matching t-shirt or something like that. So this is, I like this niche because there is upside potential and you may make a sale, but it may be like a five shirt sale at a time. But also, you know, I just love football in general. So shout out to the offensive lineman here. BSRs include 26,000, 120,000, 190,000, 300K, 300K, 300K. Also, lots of sub-niche potential. Like, check out the text. Quarterback security. School is important, but football is more importanter. That's ranking on offensive linemen, by the way. Like, that, even though it doesn't say offensive linemen in the design, still ranked on the keywords. Next one, linemen, because brick wall isn't an official position. Linemen, serving pancakes daily. If you pancake block a defender, you put them on their back. My heart is on the line, and it's the O-line. Linemen, because quarterbacks need heroes too. I mean, there's so many ways to spin this, guys. So that'd be a fun niche to enter. All right, niche number five is cottagecore. I noticed there were some cottagecore designs doing really well. Now, this is an evergreen. I don't know that this is necessarily a trend, but I love the artwork when it comes to cottagecore. It's just, I mean, I'm not, this is outside my realm of necessarily like expertise, but I just love a lot of the design styles here. The frogs, the mushrooms, the different phases of the moon. It's just awesome. And then you got like a kawaii here, cottagecore, kawaii style, kind of cross niche. These are doing really well according to the BSRs, 20,000, 27,000, 57,000, 72,000, 215,000. A lot of green BSR changes indicating like this niche as a whole is trending upwards. So I just wanted to put it out there. Also, if you're wondering, how do I compete with these amazing cottagecore designs? Well, it just so happens that Vexels has a ton of, and I say a ton, I'm talking a ton, all right? I've uploaded a bunch of these Vexels cottagecore designs myself to various platforms. They've got a lot of really good ones, guys. And it just so happens that Vexels is currently 43% off. I don't know what the theme of this flash sale is, but they emailed me. They said, hey, Ryan, let people know that we are offering up to 43% off right now, depending on what you end up signing up for. So I will put a link to that in the description. The sale ends Monday. It was supposed to end Friday. They said that they extended it through the weekend. So Monday, you know, if you guys want to sign up, go ahead and do that. I use Vexels. I get 200 downloads a month. I think the plan is called the merch plan. I've been using it for a while. And yeah, I mean, this is way outside my ability to design, but fortunately they have a team of professional designers. So we just let them do the hard work and then we profit off of it, basically. What's not to love? All right, so here we go. Cottagecore is niche number five. Let's look at some seller trends. These are trending designs, potentially future trending niches that have seen a significant jump in BSR. We've got some teaching ones y'all gonna learn today. We've got vintage August 1962, so that would make them 60 years old. Okay, so remember, when we see these like birthday-related, born in specific year related designs, it tends to be, you know, the every decade designs that do best. So 62, 72, 82, 92, because we're in 2022. Malibu, first grade, donkey pox, ready to crush preschool, math. So a lot of school related stuff, I would say. Looking ahead, if you want to sell in niches that are related to specific dates, here are a couple that are a month out or more. September 14th, International Crab Fest Day. That sounds delicious. Hopefully it is about eating crabs, not just like playing with them, because man, who doesn't love to eat some crabs? September 15th, Make a Hat Day. September 16th, Mayflower Day. September 16th again, Mexican Independence Day, and September 16th, one last time, Working Parents Day. All right, so a lot of big holidays on September 16th. A bonus design that I liked while I was doing my research. This isn't even really a design. This is just text only, but it says, I know HTML. And then underneath it has like bracket, how to meet ladies, bracket. So shout out to the other web developers and anybody that writes HTML. I just thought this shirt was hilarious. And how simple is it, right? It's just text, right? But they did vary the font size. They varied the font family. So I do think it's also like, you got to give a shout out. I got to give credit where it's due, that they also executed this from a design perspective pretty well, considering that it was just text only. All right, deleted designs brought to you by Merch Ninja. We see some big like Lego things. We see a lot of like some Roblox, it looks like. The Friends logo ripoff, Silence of the Lambs ripoff, Metroid ripoff. Yeah, just a lot of ripping off of intellectual property. This is the type of thing that will get your account banned. You know, people are always theorizing, oh no, I got a rejection. Am I going to get banned? Well, it depends on what the rejection was for. Was it for ripping off like some big brand's intellectual property? Because yeah, you're going to be in trouble if you do that. It looks like a big sweep that happened recently was related to Roblox. All right, guys, as we wrap up, again, we have a new print-on-demand giveaway that you can enter. It is free, so make sure you use the link in the description or go to ryanhoag.com/giveaway, all one word, to do so. This week's winners will receive a license to Merch Titans Upload Automation, which I'm using now as I record this video to push products to Merch by Amazon. Merch Ninja print-on-demand research tools, All Sunsets premium pre-made graphics to help you improve your designs, and Bubble Scout, the go-to Redbubble niche research and validation tool. Shout out to the sponsors. They're all linked in the description. Also, Vexels and Pretty Merch are discounted right now, so I will make sure the top two links are to Vexels and Pretty Merch, so you can take advantage of the sale if you would like to. Also, I've got my full print-on-demand course linked in the description. If you want more information about how I make six-figure sales every year, I'll help you start, scale, and automate your business exactly as I run my own business. Thanks, guys, for watching. Please hit the like and subscribe button if you have not done so already. I appreciate you watching, appreciate your time. Hope the video helps. If you have any feedback, suggestions, questions, let me know in the comments, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.